I got a note from the opposition leader in Queensland, Deb Frecklington, and this followed the tragic incident in I won't call it an incident, and now we know a 47-year-old man has now been charged, Mahinda Singh, with culpable driving over the four deaths of those police officers. But then when I was going through it, I found some anomalies. Now, in New South Wales, we had that trial of anywhere on the roads, even 110 zone, where there was lights being shown by police, by fire rescue, by ambulances, even by tow trucks, that you couldn't exceed the speed limit. You had to do 40 Ks going past those vehicles. And people saying, oh, you're doing 110, you've got to slow down and it hit the anchors, it doesn't work. So back in September last year, the New South Wales government changed the road rules to improve the safety of those workers. Tow truck operators and breakdown assistance providers working on the roads, as well as people they're helping. They changed the rules to make it safer on those roads, of course, reducing the speed to 40K. Now, for higher speed roads with a speed limit of 90K or more, motors are required to slow down, not to a specific speed, but just to slow down. When you got to roads of 80K or less, well, you had to come back to 40Ks. When passing stationary tow trucks, breakdown assistance, emergency vehicles displaying flashing lights, and that would be obviously the police, the AMBOs, fire rescue. However, in Victoria, the rules are different. And it was 110 zone or 100 zone, that particular motorway. And when there are lights being displayed in Victoria, you've got to slow down to 40K. So it's different. It's how it was in the trial period in New South Wales, but not how it is past the trial period. So the rules are different in New South Wales and Victoria, which people obviously have to be aware of if you're travelling between states. I was amazed to find out that in Queensland, there are no such rules of any description. Now, in 2018, the Queensland Police Union said the law change had merit, the one they trialled in New South Wales, and deserved to be trialled in Queensland. But the Labor Transport Minister, Mark Bailey, refused to back any change, instead relying on driver education. That's caused Deb Flecklington some concern, particularly in light of what happened last week in Victoria. She's on the line, the Queensland Opposition Leader. Deb, g'day.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, listeners. Well, last week, I mean, look, what happened was just shocking. And thanks for responding to my email to you. I know you highlighted it with your listeners. And like all of your listeners, we were just so shocked as a nation with what that incident happened. I mean, those four families who have lost their loved ones, and they are our brave police officers. So we just, you know, they're simply just trying to do their job, and it's cost them their lives.
So what we're talking about here is not a political statement. You're asking the Queensland government, in light of what happened, you know, and there'll be a court determining the circumstances there, you're asking for a trial. You're happy to go hand in glove with them, back a two-year trial in Queensland, so you have some form of direction as they have in New South Wales and in Queensland.
Look, absolutely, Ray, and we've got to do everything we can to protect those who protect us. So that's why today, you know, I'm on your show, because I want to announce that the LNP will back a new trial for road rules in Queensland to require motorists to slow down and make sure when there are flashing lights up ahead, we really do need those new rules, which will require drivers to slow down to 40 when passing stationary emergency vehicles. I mean, this is going to save lives. We know every other state, almost every other state in the nation has done this. And unfortunately, back in 2018, when New South Wales did implement the trial, at the time, the Queensland Police Union president, as you rightfully said, said that they, you know, the trial had merit, as did we. But unfortunately, the Labor government here in Queensland ruled it out. And I don't think that's good enough. So that's why I'm announcing I want to see this trial in place in Queensland so we can save lives.
Have you decided whether you'd go with a trial based on the New South Wales model or the Victorian model?
Well, look, at this stage, we're looking very closely at the New South Wales model. It is obvious that they've done the trial. They have implemented the rules that came out of their trial. So that is exactly what we're looking at this stage.
So in other words, if it's 80K or less, people do 40. If it's more than 90K, well, the speed is described as being reasonable in the circumstances. And they've by the way, I should also say they've got to provide sufficient space between their vehicle and the stationary tow truck breakdown assistance or emergency vehicle. So it's a bit about common sense if you're in the 90s, eh? Because it's a bit hard for B doubles to break from, you know, 100 as they're supposed to be doing down to 40 in a very short space of time. So it's about reducing speed gradually when you see the flashing lights.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And as you know, Ray, Queensland is a very big state and we've got very, you know, long, extensive roads where they are at, in some places at 110. So when the roads that have a speed limit of 80 k's or less, we want to see people slow down to 40 when they see those flashing lights. And this could be flashing lights, you know, from paramedics, fireys, you know, the tow truck operators, and of course our police. When it is a fast road, over 90 kilometres, absolutely, use a bit of common sense, and that's exactly what the police are looking for as well.
Okay. From your state, midnight Friday, we're easing restrictions. And there are, I mean, I've got emails from people on the Gold Coast listening at the moment say, Ray, people must have thought they eased last weekend, judging by the traffic and the number of people that were at the beaches, at the shopping centres, at various locations across the coast yesterday. Are you a supporter of easing these restrictions as announced by Anastasia Palaszczuk?
Yeah, look, I do welcome the easing of those restrictions, but I do, you know, really hope that people do use their common sense. There are people coming out of their homes in droves, and we did see that on the Gold Coast on the weekend and in many other places, particularly walking tracks as well. So we, you know, the one restriction that I want to see the Palaszczuk Labor government lift immediately is allowing parents to send their kids to school. I mean, if we, you know, if we want to see our economy restart, then the first step to that is reopening our schools. And I believe that there should be a choice in Queensland. The Premier refuses to give any medical advice as to why our schools are closed. What I'm saying is that a parent, if they wish to send their child to school, they should be allowed to, and if they wish to keep their kids at home, then they should be allowed to. I'm really, Ray, I want to see the Premier show us some medical advice that tells us that our schools should be bowing to the teachers' union here in Queensland instead of actually listening to the health advice like other states are doing.
Well, it's funny, in New South Wales, Deb, it started off with principals asking children or parents where they worked because it was essential workers. I've had now the Education Minister confirm on this program that in New South Wales, if a child wishes to go to school or the parents wish the child to go to school, there'll be no questions asked. Now, whether that'll be taken up by the parents is one thing, but at least if they do want the children to go to school, they have the option of sending the kids to school.
Well, and that's exactly the stance that I follow and have been saying for over a week now, Ray. It is clear that the Premier is not listening to either the parents, the kids or the teachers here, and she's listening and captured by the teachers' union because they are standing strong around schools only being available for essential workers. Now, the Premier keeps fobbing it off and saying that principals can make a decision, but I can tell you I've had principals by the dozens contacting me saying that, you know, it is simply not fair that kids that are unable to come to school when they want to. So, look, Ray, we just need a bit of common sense. If we want to start looking at easing restrictions, start looking at kickstarting our economy here in Queensland, the first step is to open schools. And I'm going to continue to advocate for that. I mean, the Premier today has again said she's not refusing to listen to anyone until the 15th of May. Well, that's, you know, I've got a kid at school, Ray, and I can tell you, we need these children back at schools if the parents believe that they should be back at schools. There is no health advice that says they shouldn't be. We've got the Prime Minister trying to encourage. It's obvious with his words he thinks the schools should be open again. But unfortunately here in Queensland we've got a Premier who's unable to make a decision. And the only reason I can see is that it must be beholden to the teachers' union.
Well, it's a bit confusing if the easing of restrictions starts on May 1, or, you know, and we continue next weekend with the easing of restrictions in general terms, but then you've got to wait another 15 days for children to be allowed to go back to school if the parents deem they wish them at school. Anyway, yes, we'll see what happens in the coming week. I appreciate your time. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you very much. Deb Frecklington, the Queensland Opposition Leader. So a number of issues there. It's about road safety. And then finally, it's about easing restrictions in Queensland and why aren't schools having those restrictions eased in relation to children attending.